had chance earlier this week, been someplace, and you turn around and someone says, "Hope you have a happy 4th of July." And I looked at them and I says, "I hope you have a great Independence Day." Amen? And tonight we're going to just take a little biblical look at liberty. And I'd have you turn to Galatians chapter 5. I love this passage. I like the two parts of it. Okay, because you read Galatians chapter 5, and that, again, that tells us to stand fast, okay? Because we are in a battle, and most of the time, if we just set our feet, okay, or if we set our knees in prayer, because that's how you spiritually stand fast, and don't move, God's going to work, because he does the battle. I'd say you move when he tells you to, but you stand fast and don't retreat, okay? And in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 1, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And so what you have here is that people so many times, they think they want to, "I'm free, I can do whatever I want," and they get caught in the thing that they want, or the choices they made end up taking them captive. They become to a slave to that sin, or they have issues and it catches them. As we look at liberty in our nation today, my son AJ showed me, it just amazed me. And that is the fact that you're hearing everything talking about artificial intelligence. And he's showing me on the phone, on his phone, he brought up this thing, and you call, it's ChatGPT, PTP, whatever it is, PTT or T, whatever, okay? I can still text, okay, so we're not doing it. And he put in this thing, and I turned around, and he said, yeah, because he asked me if I was going to preach on it. We looked at it, and he goes, "Would you believe that artificial intelligence," he just asked it, he says, give a message on liberty and freedom from the King James Bible. In 8 seconds, it gave a message, and the message starts right off, "My dear brothers and sisters in Christ." And it's artificially generated. And there's so many things, you be very, very careful. I know that my kids get used to them when they're here. I end up using them as an example. But AJ says, always check your sources. And so much stuff is fake. And you hear the fake news, so-called on the liberals accuse the conservatives of fake news. The conservatives can accuse the liberals of fake news. And I want you to know, if it's not right, there's a buck in it. Okay? And people will sell their liberty for a dollar. But that's not our message tonight, but I want to understand, you know, tomorrow we celebrate Independence Day. It's a day of freedom and liberty from the rule of Great Britain. That is Independence Day. All right? And that's what it was. And everybody wants liberty to live as they want. They want to be free men. We want to be able to serve God freely, don't we? Okay, and so that's some of the things with that. And tonight we're going to look at our liberty from a biblical perspective. And I've told you many times, liberty is not the freedom to do whatever you want. Liberty is the freedom to be able to do that which is right. And we're going to look at it tonight. I want you to see the source of our liberty. Turn to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, familiar passages. Isaiah 61, verse 1 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim what? Liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, in the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil for the joy of mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Now, we won't turn there, but Jesus referred to that passage when he was at the temple, and he said, this is being fulfilled before your eyes, okay? Because the source of our liberty, this is a prophecy about the coming ministry of Jesus Christ. We're learning in America to very quickly become like the rest of the world, and that is for personal gain or protection, we are selling our liberty, and we're losing our liberty. You notice in this passage, it says he's talking about to proclaim liberty. He's preaching good tidings. He's binding up the brokenhearted. He's proclaiming liberty to the captive. Open the prison to those that are bound. Proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Okay? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're coming back. I'll finish this point here. But 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 1, we then as workers together with him, that's with Jesus Christ, beseech you that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, in the day of the salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. We're to proclaim liberty. Do you have someone you can witness to tomorrow? Someone to tell that what this holiday is about? That allowed freedom to worship in this country? And it's there to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. What do we say all the time? Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You can't lose the sight of that. To comfort all that mourn. I'm looking at that prayer list. And you're talking about people who've passed. And we pray for the family that passed. If that person wasn't saved, those people have no sure infallible proof of the hope of ever seeing them again. We have liberty, and the source of our liberty is the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all have, with open face, beholding as it is a glass, in a glass, the glory of our Lord, beholding as in a glass the glory of our Lord changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of our Lord. The source of our liberty is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is our earnest payment. That is what assures us of our salvation. The Bible says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, ye are none of His. And the source of our liberty is the Holy Spirit. Isn't it interesting that with that free will that we're given, how many of us Christians walk according to our carnal mind and not according to the Spirit's leading in our life? And our source of liberty is that indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's our bona fides. When God looks down, you know how He can know that He already knows the saved and the lost. But that is our assurance of our salvation. It doesn't say you can lose the Holy Spirit. It says you can grieve Him, you can quench His work in your life, but you can't take Him out of you if you're saved. And because of that, it tells us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We're told in verse 13 of that chapter, and I love that, it says, and brethren, you've been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So we have the source of liberty. Second thing I want you to see is we have the liberty's walk. Turn to Psalm 119. Christian, we need to realize that the rules that God has given us is not to take away our freedom, but to give us liberty to go forward. Psalm 119, verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So have I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And what does it say in that next verse? And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy statutes. It's God's statutes, God's law, God's commandments, God's testimony, God's way, God's word, God's judgments, God's precepts, God's mercies. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. If you were to look at the library of all the laws and statutes that have been passed in the United States of America, in the state of New York, in the county of Cougar, the county of Oswego, or Wayne County, and in each of those towns, there's hundreds of thousands of them. Not just a few thousand, hundreds of thousands of them. And do you know why? Because people reject the simple laws of God. And then it becomes complicated. So you have to cover every. How about this? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and all thy mind. And the second is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We have the Ten Commandments hanging out there. If you could learn to live by the first, the greatest commandment, and the second one, and the Ten Commandments, you wouldn't need all the other laws. So we have all these things, and he keeps removing our liberty. There was a bunch of laws passed in the last couple of days. Do you know that our Supreme Court just passed a couple things, one good, one bad. Do you realize what's going on with that? Our state government, they passed more rules and regulations. They're going to make it impossible for you to be able to stand and tell somebody, no, you're a woman or you're a man. The rest of the world's already learned the folly of that, but we're passing legislation to make it illegal to try to stop our own young people from mutilating themselves in confusion. And God's not the author of confusion. That's not my message, but I can't help when you see it. When you take God out of something, it becomes much more complicated. And you have to have specific rules for every tiny little thing. And when you have rules for every tiny little thing, then you have people who look at you and you don't keep the rules the way they would keep the rules. You know, when COVID came and I called our sheriff, and he's going, I can't give permission to hold services, Pastor Lagone. I said, I'm not asking your permission. I'm notifying you we're starting our services back up. And he goes, I understand that. You have the right to do that. He says, just know that people are going to drive by and see your cars from the people in your church. And they're going to call us, and they're going to call the state troopers because they want to stop you. Now, I always thought that was funny. Did you know that liquor stores and bars were essential services, but churches weren't? Sheriff's a good man. Talk with him. He said, tell you what I'll do, Pastor Legault. When someone complains, and they will, I will call you first and let you know. And I says, good, because we've already retained the lawyer and we will give you the paperwork. And then you can go talk to them when they come in. And I just kept praying about that. You know, he never called me. But I know of three churches that got shut down because of it. They just didn't bother to go ahead and be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. If you think COVID was about sickness, No, it's about removing your liberty. Was it real? Yes. But the government's response was not what medically was needed. When we walk the walk of liberty according to God's laws, we have greater freedom. Turn to Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, look at verse 9. This is liberty's walk. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. You know what I read that for? It's because each step that you take, each precept that you apply into your life. See, because knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. The difference between knowledge and wisdom is you can have the knowledge, but if you don't apply it in your life, you have no wisdom. Your wisdom will change how you react, how you respond, how you choose to do what you do. And God will build upon each step you take by faith according to his word. That's liberty's walk. When we won't use liberty's walk, we have liberty's judgment. Turn to Jeremiah 34. We have liberty's source, liberty's walk, liberty's judgment. Isaiah 34. I mean Jeremiah 34. I apologize. Yep. Jeremiah 34. Jeremiah 34 and verse 8. This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim what? Liberty. That every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or Hebrewist, go free. That none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew, his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them anymore, they obeyed and let them go. That's good, right? But afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years let every man his brother in Hebrew, which hath been sold unto thee, and when he hath served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers hearkened not unto me, neither inclined their ear. And ye were now turned and had done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor. And ye made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. When you make a covenant, you are giving God your word. And there is your side of the covenant and the God's side of the covenant. Don't vow something before God you're not going to do. And ye were now turned and had done right in my sight, proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor, and you had made a covenant before me in the house which called by my name. And ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaid, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ye have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, and to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Liberty's judgment. See, when we don't stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free in this nation, we bring ourselves back under the bondage. Are you willing to stand fast in liberty God's given you? Rejection of God's liberty brings a return to the bondage and judgment. You know what God looks for? I love baseball. Pastor Kenny loves baseball. We talked about that many times. You know what happens? When the guy's swinging the bat, if he doesn't swing it right, if his follow-through is not proper, the ball doesn't go very far even if he hits it. I don't play golf, okay? The only thing I might want to do is shoot a golf ball, all right? But I don't play golf. But the whole thing is you come to the right position and then your follow-through has to be right for the ball to go where you want it. We have been given liberty in Christ. What's our follow-through with that? We claim it. The disciples were first called Christians at Antioch because Antioch wanted to live according to God's word and to what Christ had said. In Jerusalem, not quite so much. God looks for our follow-through. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is. Is that hard? It's sin. See, God looks at our follow-through. How many of you, I think it was a gift, I'm trying to think if it was from the Sheltons, or I can't remember who it was, they gave me a Liberty Bell, a little thing that sits in my office on the shelf, and it's a picture of the Liberty Bell that is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Okay? Our country, and that was one of the symbols of our liberty, it has Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 10 on it. Turn there. Leviticus 25, in verse 10 says, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year," that's the Jubilee year, "and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Now, the Liberty Bell says to proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Okay, now watch what that was tied to. Verse 1 of Leviticus 25. "And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of it is of own accord of thy harvest. Thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine unto undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee and for thy servant and for the maid and for thy hired servant and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee. And for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, and all the increase thereof, be meat. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto the 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and the day of atonement shall ye make a trumpet sound throughout all your land, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land." It was given to Israel a year of Jubilee. It was something they were to do according to God's word, that their liberty might be continued. "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So you have Liberty's Source, you have Liberty's Walk, you have Liberty's Judgment. Now turn to Romans chapter 8. You have Liberty's Children. Romans chapter 8, in verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh, that's an unsaved person, cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, put to death the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not to be worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption into the what? The glorious liberty of the children of God. You know what you have? You can live according to the flesh, or you can live according to the Spirit. You can live according to all the letters of the law, or you can live under grace. That's liberty's children. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We keep putting ourselves back under the beggarly, the Bible says, elements. Back under those rules because we get caught with the world and we have to deal with the myriad of those rules because we won't live at liberty. Now, we got a lieutenant colonel in the back here. Got a Bronze Star over in Afghanistan representing this country. Know that? At my house, in my office, I have my father's Bronze Star, fought to help this nation to have liberty. Physical liberty only lasts just so long. Spiritual liberty, when it's according to the source of liberty, is eternal. Amen? So we have the source of liberty. We have the walk of liberty. You have liberty's judgment. You have liberty's children. One more and we're done. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and then Galatians 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Liberty is not the freedom to do just anything that you want to do. Verse 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we are in him, in one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we are by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat of it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a what? Stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which hath knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered unto idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died, because he's giving honor unto the idol. But when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Our liberty, this is liberty's restraint, should not cause others to sin. See, we're not at liberty to do that. Now, are there some things people try to say? You know, they try to bring us back under the law. They try to be legalistic in their Christian walk. You talk with them. You deal Scripture with Scripture, because that's how the Holy Spirit works, comparing spiritual with spiritual. If they don't get it, you don't do it around them. Do you understand me? Plain and simple. When you're not under conviction of something, you can't point to something in God's Word that says you can't do that, fine, do it. But don't slap it up into the face of somebody who thinks that is sin or that is wrong. See, because there is a restraint to our liberty. For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for a what? But by love, serve one another. That's our liberty. For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these things are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye are led of the Spirit, ye are not what? Under the law. Gives a listing of what the works of the flesh are. Through verse 21 and verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Crucified the flesh and the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk, liberty's walk, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Last thought. Does your liberty have its source in God's Spirit or in your flesh? Tomorrow's Independence Day, with the liberty of our nation. Our Independence Day was the day that we received Jesus Christ as our Savior. Are we going to live according to the Spirit's liberty? All God's people said, good night and God bless.